Hello.
You're listening to WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM. This is The Theme Machine, the show where each week we bring you an hour or so of music with a different curated theme. This week, it's 25,000 monthly Spotify listeners or under, defining our obscurities block. So all the songs are from artists who don't get enough attention on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. Some of these songs do have a lot of individual listens, but for whatever reason, they're not being listened to consistently. So I'm assuming they just got big at one point or another. Mm-hmm. I'm your host, DJ Jared. I'm joined in the studio by...
Joey, aka Honorary DJ Potato Salad.
Yes, and Joey's been with me for a while, doing the show here and there, since my earlier time at WMUA, the UMass Amherst radio station. I started the show there in 2020, and since then, as of today, The Theme Machine has had 50 episodes.
Woo!
Yep, it's the 50th episode spectacular. Oh, it's not the birthday.
Birthday,
the 5-year anniversary of the show will be like February of next year, which will be super exciting.
Wow, 5 years.
5 years.
5 years.
It's wild. Yeah, it's a lot to think about, but I don't want to think about it too much. I just want to focus on delivering high quality radio here on WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. The Theme Machine, Obscurities, starting with Game Theory is the name of the band. The name of the song is The Real Sheila.
But it's just a theory.
It's just a theory. Sorry, a game theory. Yeah, The Real Sheila from Game Theory, starting us off here. Obscurities, Theme Machine, blah, 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 blah. Stay tuned.
Showing Let's go.
broke, why not try fixing it? In the 21st century, when our things break, it's typical to just toss them out into the trash for the landfill and buy replacements. But that can actually waste money and time, as well as harming the environment. A simple sewing kit can cost less than a pair of socks. Mending holes in clothes with a needle and thread can often take just a few minutes, less time than browsing the web to spend money buying new ones. While some electronic devices are purposefully manufactured to be impossible to repair, websites like iFixit.com publish high-quality, detailed repair guides for free. If one of your electronic devices malfunctions, before responsibly disposing of it is e-waste, first track down the owner's manual and see if it has a reset procedure. Often enough, that will do the trick. So, when something of yours breaks, consider trying to fix it, to save you both time and money. Search the internet for instructions, and remember, if you are going to throw it out anyway, you don't have to worry too much about further damaging it. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
You are listening to The Theme Machine on the aforementioned WMFO Medford. This is episode 50 overall, episode 5 or 6 of my time here. Obscurities, that's songs by artists with less than 25,000 monthly listeners as tracked by Spotify. I'm your host, DJ Jarrett, and you just heard the lovely voice of...
Joey.
Yes, my guest for today. Doing a better job of staying awake this time, I gotta say.
OMG.
I'm sorry to call you out like that.
This is so messed up.
It's so messed up of me to do that.
It really is.
It's also messed up I haven't told people what songs we just listened to yet. Don't you think they want to know? If you ever want to know, you can go on WMFO.org and see what I'm currently playing. On the main page, you can see the last 5 songs, and under the schedule tab, you can navigate around to where my show is and see the more detailed list. But in case you don't have access to that right now, we started things off with The Real Sheila by Game Theory. Then we had Everybody Is Dead by Micro Disney. On the Beach, The Ladder Descends by Nick Nicely. And lastly, but not leastly, A Pleasure by The Railway Children.
Good selection. I liked those songs.
Yeah.
Yes.
You remember
really
a few of those.
The first one. Yeah, I remember the first and second, I think.
Yeah, the first one, I just, you know, is one of those ones that after I stopped doing radio for a while, I heard it and I was like, if I had a show right now, I would play that so often. And I do. Yeah. So I did.
Good.
Yes. We've got another block of tunes coming up, so don't go anywhere. We're starting with I Want to Talk About It Now by Bong Water here on WMFO Medford, The Theme Machine. Obscurities. Episode 50. Stay tuned.
We must admit frankly and honestly that something is very wrong.
Like a bomb from behind, a tug on a bus. Do you want what you find?
Oh, Give her the money and let her take care of it. The hook and the wire and the bloody red, red. Give her the bottle and let her take care of it. The hook and the wire and the hook and the wire. Give her the number and let her take care of it. The hook and the wire and the bloody red, red. Give her the letter and let her take care of it. The hook and the wire and the hook and the wire. Oh, I live in, I live in my love. And oh, I live in, I live in my
for the weather. She's wearing a coat too thin for the weather. She's wearing a coat that's too thin for the weather. She's wearing a coat that's too thin for the weather. She's wearing a coat too thin for the weather. She's wearing a coat too thin for the weather. She's wearing a coat that's too thin for the weather. She's wearing a coat that's too thin for the weather.
Oh,
Good morning. It's the theme machine for the week. You're listening to episode 50, I think 5 or 6 in my time here, which is fun. I've done like a tenth of the show here.
Wow.
Yeah. Obscurities. Anything by an artist that gets less than 25,000 monthly listeners on Spotify. I chose this metric because I feel like it's very easy to pick a song that people don't listen to by an artist that people do listen to. I thought it would be more interesting to pick artists that overall are listened to less than it would to be just like, here's a popular artist with a song by them you haven't heard. Because it's like, you've heard the artist, you know, like, so some of these artists, like, they aren't unknown and they were probably known better in their time. Like, you've probably noticed a lot of the music isn't very current in terms of when it came out. Like, it's been rediscovered and reissued lately. But I wanted to pick artists that I wanted to highlight because I like them. It was a nice excuse to do something a little more freeform, but still themed in that abstract way. And this is a theme I've wanted to do since the beginning. Like, it's been in my little notes doc of theme ideas since the very start.
So it's perfect for the 50th.
Yeah, exactly. It's perfect to fulfill that one, the bucket list item. Yeah. I'm your host, DJ Jarrett. I'm joined in the studio by...
Joey, honorary DJ Potato Salad.
You really should get a show here.
I should.
It would be really fun for you to be back on the radio, I think, too.
I think so, too. OMG, something on the wall is like a Market Basket logo. I just noticed that. Yeah, that font, whoever did that, that is... That's
very dead on, yeah.
That's really like the Market Basket font. I don't know how you did that, because Market Basket doesn't have a P in it.
Yeah, I guess they just found whatever font it was or drew by hand. It says pink slip, and then it still says more for your dollar underneath, but it's all done like the Market Basket logo.
That's really cool.
I don't know if, to all of our listeners who haven't been to this station in the studio, you don't know this, but it is covered wall to ceiling in posters and drawings and signatures and graffito and all sorts of fun markings and ways that people have made the station their own.
It's really cool. It's a very
over the years
one of the more personalized radio stations I've been in.
Me too. Yeah,
which I really love.
I love that too. I love that about this place.
Like, it doesn't feel super corporate or sterile.
Yeah, it feels like an alternative freeform space because, you know, it's WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Exactly.
91.5 FM. The songs we heard before the break, we started with I Want to Talk About It Now by Bongwater from their album The Big Sellout. Then we had The Hook and the Wire by the Dog-Faced Hermans. I love that band name so much. Then we had A.R. Kane with Baby Milk Snatcher. I know, it's criminal that A.R. Kane has less than 25,000 monthly listeners. That's part of the motivation here is I feel like all of these artists should be listened to more. Mm-hmm. So I'm doing my part. And lastly but not leastly, we had Operating Theater with Queen of No Heart. And we're going to be starting off this next block with Alien by Rexy, which is a song I played back in the day on my other show, New City Old Buildings.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I used to have more shows than just this one. Yeah, so this may be episode 50 of the Theme Machine, but in terms of radio I've done overall, this is my 78th.
Because you had those two and then you had Cures for Pain.
Yep, yeah. It's fun to have more than one show. It's fun to be greedy.
Oh, of course it is. Love being greedy.
And I love Alien by Rexy. So stay tuned for that one. Yeah, greedy with the airtime on the mic for both of us this time.
Literally.
Stay tuned. Thank you.
behind us, throwing shadows out over our heads. And they ain't far in front of us. No oceans left to cross, no mountains left to climb. Cause that's what I've been told. And it's got so hard to look around and see just who can save you if you don't have a pot of gold.
And soon to be goodbye, this is The Theme Machine, episode 50 overall, 5 since I've been here, here at WMFO Medford. The episode's theme is obscurities, songs by artists with less than 25,000 monthly listeners, so not necessarily obscure in an absolute sense, just in the way that I'm able to keep track of the most easily. How are you doing, Joey?
I'm doing well. I'm vibing.
Vibing.
Liking the playlist a lot.
I'm glad.
Love the bed music.
The Twin Peaks theme. Good old standby.
Remember when I first started radio and I called it bedroom music?
Oh my God. That was so funny. That was so funny. I'm DJ Jarrett. You already heard, but that is Joey.
Yes.
Joey and I have been guesting on each other's shows for years at this point.
Yeah, almost three.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's fun to celebrate a milestone with someone who's been there for a lot of it.
50 shows of The Theme Machine.
78 total for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of 50 episodes of The Theme Machine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next February will be 5 years of the show. And at some point or another, I'll hit 100 episodes of radio that I've been behind the board and the microphone for in total. And that'll be a day to remember.
It will be. As the music swells, I'm sorry. I'm like listening more to the music.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely timed that so that it would hit as the music did.
Okay, diva.
Okay, DJ, what did you play? We started off with Alien by Rexy.
So ridiculous.
I love the pained, strained segues so much. They're like my calling card at this point.
Fair enough.
We started with Alien by Rexy.
Little lost, but fair enough.
Oh my goodness. We started that block off with Alien by Rexy. Then we had Pure Hands by Koiba, Stars by Dubstar, and last but not leastly, we had The Last Dance by Disco Inferno. Folks, we're almost done here. We've got one last tune for you before we go. I don't know what the next show's theme is going to be. My brother will be in town. I hope he'll be on the show. Maybe we'll do Around the World.
Ooh.
It's been a minute since we had Around the World. But we've got one last song for you, and that song takes place not really around the world, but here. It's Massachusetts by the Scud Mountain Boys. So stay tuned. There's more live programming up next. Until then, this has been The Theme Machine. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye.
Water drain.